We're finishing Be'ezrat Hashem Siman Gimel in our catch up of the first eight Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. Gimel Yud Gimel. Lo Yashtin Mu'umad V'nei Nitzotos Hanitazin Al Raglov. A person should not urinate standing up because the drops will splatter on his leg. Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. Im lo sheyamod b'makom gavoa, unless he's standing on a high place so that the droplets won't splatter up at him. O sheyashin l'toch afra tichoach, or that he's urinating into soft sand. Perish karka she'ena besula elikagon shel eretz charusha. Soft sand, and therefore it's not going to squirt up at him. So Piskei Teshuvos over here points out that the problem with this is that a person walks around, there could be a few problems, but the problem that Chazal were worried about with a person having urine on his leg is that it will look like he can't go to the bathroom properly. And if he can't go to the bathroom properly, he probably cannot be with his wife, and therefore his children must not be his children. They must be someone else's children, God forbid. And therefore it's calling into question the status of his children, and therefore this is something very, you know, very serious. So Piskei Teshuvos points out that the way our clothing are manufactured nowadays, that this halacha is not exactly, I don't know, he explains what they used to wear, what we wear now, and the difference, and so nowadays, I don't know, people don't really worry that much about this, but that's what was on Chazal's mind. It shouldn't look like a person can't go to the bathroom because it will lead to other questions about his marital life.
Where is that reason written?
In the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chav Gimel. That they'll say that he has a problem over there, that whatever, it gets very graphic. The urine can't shoot out, and therefore the semen can't shoot out, and they'll say that his children are not his. Okay, and as he says, if a person does get some urine on his leg, he should wipe it off. Nowadays, no one's going to notice someone has urine on his leg, and right away gets absorbed in his pants. And it's not a problem in terms of, it's hopefully very, very little. So it's not a problem in terms of halacha. It's not a problem in terms of, you know, this fear. And therefore, it's not so relevant. Bismanenu. Sif Yud Dalet. Gimel Yud Dalet. Yizaher shelo ye'achoz ba'ama v'yashtim. When a person is urinating, he should not hold himself, that part of the body, his aver, he should not hold it. Imlo me'at Torah ulamata. He's only allowed to touch from the crown, and here it says down. It means the crown part. The top, only the tip of his aver is he allowed to touch while he's urinating, because if he touches the rest of his aver over there, shemotzi shechvazera levatala. We're afraid that it's going to lead him to shechvazera levatala. Ela imkein hu nasui. Unless he is married. If he's married, Me'ikra Din, he's allowed to touch himself when he goes to the bathroom. If he's single, or the Mishnah points out, if his wife is a Nida, or if he is out of town, or she is out of town, so then he has a Din of a single person. Single person only allowed to touch himself by the crown, the tip, and not the rest of his aver. Umidus chasidus izara filu anasui, and it's umidus chasidus that even a married person should be careful not to touch the rest of his aver. Okay, here Piskei Teshuvos brings down from the Pele Yoetz that it's roi lahachmir. It's better if he doesn't have to if he doesn't have to touch himself over there at all. Okay, so my Chavrusa told me that he heard from Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg that here it's not saying that he can't touch himself when he goes to the bathroom. He uses the lashon of ye'achoz, of achizav, of holding on to himself. But touching might be okay. It doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Beis Sifkatan Aleph. Because in Siman Beis Sifkatan Aleph, talks about when he's coming out of the mikveh. So it talks about, is he allowed to cover himself? Should he cover himself? Should he not cover himself? Is he allowed? Is he not allowed? So the Mishnah over there talks about he is allowed, there's a discussion that a person shouldn't be embarrassed of his bris milah, on the one hand. On the other hand, the person's supposed to act bitznias. So we have these two things going on. So when he's coming out of the mikvah, it says he could cover himself, put his hand over there to cover himself, and the lashon of the Mishnah wrote, but don't touch. As it says at the end of Simin Gimel. So Simin Gimel over here. So that's my idea, my kasha on what Rav Scheinberg told my chavrusa, because it's this exact sif in Shulchan Aruch that the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on, that he's referring to, he's referencing, and he says the word yiga, touch, not only achiza. Okay, that's Yud Dalid. Test above. He can use his beitzim to help direct where he's urinating to. Tez Zayin. Lo hutar lenasui lachos ba'ama ela lehashtin. Aval eschakech, lo. The fact that a married person who is home with his wife, and she's tahora, and he's allowed to touch himself, he's allowed to touch his eiver when he's going to the bathroom, that's only when he's going to the bathroom. But stam to touch over there, he is not allowed to do. So Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayadam that with a beged ab, with a thick beged, he is allowed to touch himself over there. Okay, all the details we're not going to go into. But it is discussed. A person should touch himself as little as possible. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin, the famous Gemara, Makas Tez Zayin. A person who has to go to the bathroom and holds it in, he's over on Baal Tishaksu. Hamashe Nikavav over Mishum Baal Tishaksu. If he holds it in, he's over on doing something that's disgusting. There are a bunch of different things brought down in Halacha are considered to be disgusting. The Shari Tshuva over here in Os Tes Zayin. Here it says Zion, actually. That's weird. Okay. Taz Zion has a suffix. Is this Daraisa or is this Dirabanan? However, in Tzadi Bey Zion, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's only Midrabanan. From them is all right. In his Mishnah Berurah also, it's only Midrabanan. And therefore, in the case of... Mishnah Berurah is going to get there, actually. Okay, hold on. Yeah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So this is talking about gedolim. It's holding in the gedolim. What if it's ketanim? So it says mishum over mishum baal tishaksu is also over on baal tishaksu, and mishum shelo yeah akar. He shouldn't be an akar, is someone who can't have children. They say the chazanish says that things change, and nowadays a person who holds in making ketanim will only be in violation of baal tishaksu, but not lo yeah akar. Hamasha milafiyah, someone has to pass gas and he holds it in, is not over on Baal Tishaksu. And that's what we learned. He has to do it if he's wearing tefillin. If he's in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it's Asur Medina to pass gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Unless he can't, if he push it, can't control himself, then he can't control himself. But it's Asur Meker Adin. It's Asur Meker Adin if he's wearing tefillin. And it's brought down over there. He has to hold it in. It's not a problem of Baal Tishaksu. So we don't say a person always has to go to the bathroom, he should just go in the middle of the street in a very disgusting fashion, but it's the Rabbanan and it's pushed away because of Kavod Abrias, he can go find himself a proper bathroom. He can go find a proper tsanua dika place, a bathroom. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Yizahir ma'od lekaneach etev, a person who goes to the bathroom has to wipe himself very well. Kitzoa bimkoma b'mashahu, we mentioned this yesterday, that any tzoa left in the place where it comes out of, even a mashahu, is asas him in Torah and Tefillah, and even b'di'eved. Okay, that's a whole discussion. It says, V'tov lirchots pi hatabat b'mayim oborok, and a person should use water or saliva to make sure that he is clean over there. In the Dershur, they bring down the machlokas. Is that relevant nowadays, where we have, we have toilet paper, we have tissues that do a good job. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says that nowadays one does not need to use any moisture because the toilet paper is good enough. He brings down from Rabbi Tzion Abishol that even nowadays the toilet paper is not enough and he needs to use some saliva. Okay, that concludes Simon Gimel.